The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And for those of you headed to the great outdoors today, it looks like a nice day. The last weekend of the Maryland firearms deer season is this weekend, today, and in some areas tomorrow, certain counties that allow Sunday hunting. Some of those counties only allow Sunday hunting till 10:30 in the morning. Others are all day. And we are blessed to be in between a couple of those counties here in Talbot, where we can travel north to Cecil or south to Dorchester or over to Caroline, our neighbor, and enjoy all-day Sunday hunting. So that being said, we were out yesterday, the first day. Didn't go in the morning. Probably should have. It was a beautiful morning, just very cold, but had some things I had to accomplish yesterday. Robin had a kind of a surprise eye doctor appointment, ophthalmologist appointment, which worked out well for her. But, you know, I did hunt yesterday afternoon in Dorchester County for Sika deer. And my cohorts were very, very, very enthusiastic about the day, about seeing a lot of deer. There were a lot of deer on the camera all day. As a matter of fact, the stand where I sat at 12:30 in the afternoon had four different stags surrounding it, and you know, taking a little bit of a lunch break on the corn feeder there. And when I got in the stand, it was right around 2 o'clock. A lot of snow, beautiful scenery. You could see far and wide, and it was a great hunt. Just didn't see any deer. And when I say it's a great hunt and just didn't see any deer, it was. I had a couple wild turkeys come in and watched them trot in and trot back out. And I saw a Cooper's hawk try to take a junco out of a holly bush. That was quite a pursuit. And unfortunately, the hawk did not succeed on that one. Good thing for the junco, but not for the hawk, who was probably pretty hungry. But it was a good hunt. And, you know, good camaraderie. The two brothers that I went with, one of them saw, I believe, four hinds, and the other one saw about 30 sika deer, covered up with deer, so he says, the whole time he was in the stand, including, you know, a really nice six-point stag that would have tempted me, but because he had been a veteran of the sika deer woods and has taken many larger deer, he said, I just decided to let that deer go. I'm going to see what it does next year. And I had one that was close by that they asked me not to harvest if it came in, and it was a very mature stag, very tall on one side. Unfortunately, the other side of the rack had been broken off right above the eye guard. So they said, we'd really like to save that deer till next year to see what develops. And I said, fine with me. I'm just blessed with being able to be here and hunt your property. If that deer comes in, he'll certainly get a pass from me. Very tempting, eh? Well, you know, I've always tried to abide by what the landowner wants. And, you know, and I'm on his property, play by his rules. If it's a branched antlered stag or an 8-point minimum, well, then you try to stay within that. And if, you know, a 4-point or 6-point or something comes in, even if it's a nice big deer, well, you just don't shoot it. That's all. So That's how it works. Probably headed out today with Chris, Queen Anne's County. Not sure about tomorrow yet. We'll see, and I'll let you know. Last day of firearm season spent with Chris in Cecil County in the Redneck Blind at Upper Bay Outfitters with Tom Slavin. And we had some deer come in, and no success there, but I didn't see a buck. Probably would have taken a doe, but didn't have that opportunity. Saw some. Chris saw some, but none of us were able to make the deal. So that's how it goes. That's deer season. That's been my deer season, so, you know, is what it is. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're on your way to the hunt, give us a call here. 410 WCBM 680. Good morning, Aaron. I said Chris on my mind. How you doing, Aaron? How's everything going with you, buddy?
I can't complain at all. Just waiting for caller number one to come in.
Did you start the new year off pretty good?
I did. I had a great week. I can't complain at all.
No, that's good. That's good. So, all right. Very good. Everybody wants the update on Robin. Her medication has been adjusted once again. The fluid seems to be working, but I told you last week she was having problems with her eyes. And we did our fourth trip to the ophthalmologist, third and fourth trip on Thursday and Friday this week to the ophthalmologist. And what has happened is we're not sure how, but we believe that the medication she's on, to the diuretics to help get the fluid off, has affected her eyes and dried out her cornea. Well, this is a very, very frustrating condition when you can only see light. You can't see details. You can't see the TV screen. You can't read your text. You can't do your puzzles, any of that stuff. And it's, and it's scary. Robin's been frightened that it might be a permanent condition, and she's been assured this week, especially, that it is not. Visit on Thursday showed a little bit of improvement over the Friday visit before, and a way bigger improvement over the Friday visit the week before that. So, one ophthalmologist, young fellow, Dr. Klein, said, look, let me talk with Dr. Gotze and see if there's something that she can recommend. And sure enough, got the call that Dr. Gotze wanted to see Robin. She went in and she placed what they call tear duct plugs in her eyes. Now, there's a name for them, and they're permanent, and it's called, if you want to look it up, they are called punctal plugs, P-U-N-C-T-A-L plugs. And what that does is it allows the tears to flow into the eyes rather than, you know, whatever they're not doing to lubricate the eye. So, hopefully the cornea is going to be lubricated and, hydrated enough that her vision will return, and that's a big concern. So that's where she is. One thing after another, isn't it? This has been almost 8 months, and we are, making baby steps forward and then a couple giant steps backward and then a couple more baby steps forward. And, but right now we're headed forward. So everything is moving forward. That's the update. So thank you for your prayers, your continued prayers, and your well wishes. We thank you very much for those, and she does feel the support of her listeners, and she wants to return ASAP, that's for sure. All right. Let's see. We talked about a little bit about hunting, deer hunting, and, oh, by the way, I did get the results of the auction. I think it was 7 decoys and 22 to Russum's auction, furniture auction, the sportsman's auction, that took place on January 1st, and did okay. I mean, didn't set the world on fire, didn't make a fortune, but did pretty well. What I considered was fair, so I am happy, and I would recommend anybody that likes those kind of auctions, and there's one coming up at A&M Auctions here, and hopefully we'll get their sponsorship soon, coming up here in September. And they're out there between Salisbury and Ocean City. So there you go. Sportsman's Auction, Men's Night Out. Talked to Jeff down there the other day. They had, at that point, they had 380 firearms that they're auctioning off. How about that? Well, I think what I'm going to do is just kind of tease this next story. Then we'll take our first break. How's that sound, Aaron? All right. So the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is entrusted with managing resources for the public good, thus ensuring the long-term sustainability of fish and wildlife populations and the health of our ecosystems. DNR is proposing to increase fees to purchase freshwater fishing licenses and trout stamps for the first time in 17 years. The department's costs for monitoring, producing, and stocking freshwater fisheries have increased significantly due to inflation. However, the prices for freshwater fishing licenses and trout stamps that account for the majority of the funding for that work have not kept pace. The trout stamp price has not changed since 1992, while the cost of producing, stocking, and monitoring trout increased by 129%. Current expenditures in the program exceeded revenue from licenses. If the Maryland legislature approves the DNR-sponsored bill in its current form, the annual non-title resident fishing license would increase to $32 from $20.50, and the trout stamp for residents would increase from $20 to $20 from $5. Non-resident fees would also increase. The proposed fees were recommended by a work group that consisted of members from the department's advisory bodies, which represents the range of interest of Maryland's freshwater angling constituency. Working together, the department and the work group explored options based on inflation, price benchmarking with fees of neighboring states, and current national local averages for comparable licenses and stamps before moving forward with this bill. Although Maryland's rates would be slightly higher than those of the neighboring states, the new license fees would provide enough revenue to prevent the need to increase fees again in the near future. DNR took a significant amount of time and consideration before proposing new license fees. The agency is committed to providing world-class freshwater fishing opportunities throughout the state. That is true. Questions? There's an FAQ. We'll get into the FAQ about the proposed bill after the break. Those interested can track the bill on the Maryland General Assembly website. I haven't looked up the bill number yet. I just got this yesterday, I believe. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680. You can weigh in on the increased proposed fishing license rates if you prefer. Right now, I need to tell you folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. That's right, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Boy, we sure used the gas fireplace insert this week with the chilly weather. The Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert that we purchased a few years ago, almost 5 years ago now, I believe, really performed well, and it kept this big back room with the high ceilings heated pretty well, and no complaints. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They keep up with the service from the top of the flue to the hearth. They took care of everything. We just come in and press the button on the remote control, and boom, everything started to work. No boom. There wasn't a boom. That was an expression. Things fired right up, and it continues to work extremely well. So Backyard Billy's, Hearth America Backyard Billy's, carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or your secondary heat source. Maybe you got a garage you want to put a little heat in, and you know, you got your workshop out there or something, and might as well get a little freestanding wood stove and feed that thing when you're out there and heat up the garage. You know, you can select a new pellet, excuse me, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You can stop in the showroom. They're open this weekend, open 7 days a week, and see how you can deal with this chilly weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. That's the exit off of Route 50 coming from the bridge. That's Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Oh, yes. They've had a pretty good hunt season. If you have or haven't, maybe you've decided that you need to purchase a new centerfire rifle. Maybe you've decided that, you know, I've got this rifle on. Yeah, it's okay, but I'd like to try something a little different. I've got one for you. The X-Bolt Hunter. The Browning X-Bolt Hunter. Not an expensive deal. It's a bolt-action hunting rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel in action, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger. And it's a Browning. It's an X-Bolt Hunter. It is not all the bells and whistles. It's not the medallion, for example, the X-Bolt medallion. It does not have, you know, the rosewood end cap and the rosewood stock grip cap. It doesn't have that, but if you like that, if you like that kind of shiny finish on a beautiful walnut stock and a beautiful gloss finish on the barrel, a classic bolt action rifle, then take a look at the X-Bolt Medallion. Check out all the X-Bolts. There's several different models. They have long range. There's the McMillan. There's the lightweight model that have the you know, the composite stocks and the Cerakote barrels and the threaded barrel for a suppressor if you need to have one of those. So check them all out at Clyde Sports Shop. The X-Bolt Hunter, the X-Bolt Medallion, and all the X-Bolt centerfire rifles. Available in all standard, magnum, short magnum, and long-range calibers. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Well, Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Just off Beltway, exit number 9, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's Sports Shop is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, fishing, crabbing, and accessories. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey,
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
There you go. All right. How about that? I think that's over now, Hank. I think we've got a better change coming now, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. No comment on the proposed increased fishing license fees? Well, maybe you just take it in course that things are going up, you know, and it's okay to pay $20 for a trout stamp as opposed to $5 for a trout stamp. You know, I've been through these battles with increased license fees. The first one, when they attempted to raise the hunting license fees several years ago, many years ago, 2013, whenever that was, and it was met by fierce opposition and failed. The bill came back, 2022, and we had the increase in the hunting licenses, which was necessary. You got to understand, folks, when there's people, not as many people participating, you know, the avid guys are retiring and getting older, getting their license for, you know, $5 or whatever it is, like me, old like me. You know, that cuts a lot of revenue out. And when people aren't fishing or not participating as much because of various things, including the economy, including we'll just call it the economy. There's this shortfall, and you know, and Department of Natural Resources funds aren't diverted anywhere. The license fees goes to fund the program. The agency has some of the best people that I can think of, that I know, the best scientists, the best managers. You know, the bureaucracy sometimes you got to wonder, but I've gotten to know a lot of people, and for the most part, many of those people are just hardworking souls doing their best to manage our resources. And the scientists do their best with what they have, but when you don't have the money to do special projects, you don't have the money to do special projects. And that's just the way it is. So let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark in Delaware. How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
I'm okay. Belated Happy New Year to you.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Good, good. How about you?
Tired of shoveling snow.
Yeah. You know, this was interesting. We had, we have a Ring doorbell.
Oh.
It alerts people when somebody's on the porch, somebody's at the door. You know, Robin gets an alert on her phone. So I was with her the other night, I don't know, watching TV or something, and the Ring went off. I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. I wonder who's at the door. And then it went off again, and it went off again, and went off again, and went off again. Come on now. So I walked out, and here's a young man, a neighbor, college student from up the street, the son of one of Robin's friends who she worked with at the hospital for many years. And I said, what are you doing, man? He goes, just shoveling out your walk. I said, well, that's great. Let me give you something. He goes, nah. He said, this is for God. I said, okay. Well, you know, he said, I just want it to go as a good deed.
I said, that's a very good deed.
I said,
people.
Yeah, I know. I said, well, you know, this is really cool. I said, I'd like to give you something. Nah, I'm good. So let me ask you a question. What? I said, do you like venison? Oh, man, I used to hunt when I was younger. Yeah, I love venison. I said, hang on. I got a pack of steaks and a pack of burger thawing out right here. Take it home, cook it up, and enjoy it. Yeah, man, I'll cook this up as soon as I get home. I said, okay, great. Done deal. So, very nice kid. Very nice young man. I mean, like 6'3", 6'4", you know, fit as a fiddle. He said, I just consider this my workout. I said, okay, man.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, totally unsolicited. Just
yeah,
there he is out there scraping the sidewalk. So pretty cool.
Well, good people do good things.
Yes, indeed, that's true.
And you were good to him as well. So it works both ways.
Well, I thought, you know, I was fine with that. I, you know, share more the merrier. You know, so
yeah.
So that's how we got going on that.
Yeah.
So, but that's not why you called in. Why did you call?
No, they found H5 bird flu in snow geese over here.
Yep, probably.
And I was talking to my brother John, and he said, "Mark, it's everywhere."
Oh, it is. Oh, there's no question. I got an email, or not an email. Let me see if I can find it. I got a message through Facebook, and I meant to find this and print it out, but I did not. But let me do. It was from Larry Hindman, who was the former guy in charge of waterfowl here in Maryland, and he sent me this the other day. Do do do. All right. Where is it? Wonder what happened. There it is. I couldn't download it. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to, let's see. Continues to circulate among wild birds in the Atlantic Flyway. Yeah, and if anyone wants to read about that, there's a link. Worried about your hunting retriever? There have been very few reports of illness in hunting dogs from HPAI at this time, but we recommend that you do not let your dog handle sick birds or consume raw meat from wild birds. Take precautions, biosecurity measures to reduce risk, and that's... especially from hunters who raise poultry. The risk to human health is low, but hunters will want to take additional precautions and biosecurity measures to reduce risk, especially if they raise poultry or have pet birds. Hunters, please see additional information and biosecurity measures by visiting the DNR. And I will... Let's see. Well, I can't find it right now. There it is. There's a PDF on the DNR website about it, talking about protect your poultry and pet birds from influenza. But, you know, we get it. Wild birds do have this. Waterfowl hunters need to be aware. And I'm sure if it's in snow geese, it's in the tundra swans, it's in the Canada geese, it's in the ducks and everything else. So it's,
you know, it's potentially devastating. The Eastern Shore, Maryland, and Delaware both. Poultry industry is huge, along with hunting.
No question, both.
And
both
this is just a terrible, terrible threat.
Indeed, we've had it before. Wiped out waterfowl populations up and down the Eastern Seaboard, and it's back again. I don't think there's anything to prevent it, and I'm not sure where it goes from... How it gets from one bird to another, I guess, you know, it just spreads throughout the, one gets it somehow and the other one's in the flock because they're flock creatures, you know, gets it.
Yeah.
You know, it spreads through the flock, and that's how chickens get it, I'm sure. But what is the cause? That I don't know. Might have to do some research on that.
Yeah, just have to hope.
Yep.
The scientists find something helpful, or just passes.
But yeah. Are they finding many dead birds in Delaware?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The warning is out. Don't touch them. Don't go near them. Call
Yeah.
Here they call it DENREC.
DENREC, yeah.
Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Yeah.
And but they say if you bag it, put it in a plastic bag, and then put it in another plastic bag.
Wow.
And, yeah.
What are they saying? Don't eat them? Are they saying don't eat them at all?
Oh, no, and it's a terrible... No, they want it to go to DENREC, and then, from what I read in the local paper, you know, the big risk is that it would spread to the commercial flocks, the poultry processors.
Sure.
And, I mean, must have been Thursday night. There was an accidental issue. Locked down the state of Delaware. Nobody could go out. And there was some kind of a small release of acid or something near a poultry processing plant. And unfortunately, they sent out the wrong alarm. So.
Oh, good grief. Well, this
is... Yeah, I told everybody in all Delaware residents, don't go outside. But an hour or two later, they corrected that and said, no, it's only...
Well, that's what's happening.
A mile.
That's what's happening in California. Have you heard this? Neighborhoods are getting evacuate notices on their phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are packing up their stuff, grabbing everything they can be. I mean, look at this devastation in California. You get a warning notice that you need to evacuate. And you've been watching the news for the last, you know, for 10 minutes in California. You better grab your stuff and be ready to go. And they're sending out warnings to, like, Encino. And they're like, oh, never mind, human error. You know, and it's like, oh, my God. How can you have that system that fails people like that? Well, it's California, number one. But,
well, it's the nature of government. You're better off looking after yourself and your loved ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they're really, they have different priorities, among other things. Housing the immigrants took priority over small stuff and protecting the environment. So in 2014, I read that the legislature in California authorized and appropriated funds to build 7 massive water-holding facilities. And Newsom refused to do it because of the environmental impact. Similarly, the mayor of Los Angeles had different priorities for CRT, EIDB, LGBTQ++, something else.
Yep.
And so the money was used to promote all that stuff instead of securing the water supply to fill the fire hydrants.
Amazing.
And these are choices, and I'm not unsympathetic to these people, I'm not, but they elected people who didn't have core competence to actually do anything productive, and they pursued a social agenda, and there's a price to be paid. But given all the permitting and everything, I don't know that I'll live long enough to see much of that rebuilt.
Right.
And it's funny, if you close your eyes and you think of Baltimore City, for example, or Chicago, New York, the row houses, invariably the mental image is brick. There's a reason every one of those cities had the great fire of fill in the name of the city.
Right.
Afterwards, they changed building codes, and they said, you're going to use brick, not because it's attractive, although I personally think it is.
Yeah.
But because it's inflammable.
Correct.
And these people have had the risk of fire since before snakes had legs.
Right.
And yet, it's interesting to me that nobody I'm aware of modified the building code. There's one now famous house in the Pacific Palisades among all the char still standing. And the owner in Texas speculated that they all burned on one side and they all burned on the other side. And he speculated that the people who built the house before he took ownership used stucco and stone.
Mm-hmm.
And a fire retardant roof. And that's why his house survived. And I saw, there's a guy named Rick Steves, famous series on travel on PBS. And the other day he had covered four cities in Switzerland and went to Bern, B-E-R-N, not
you. Yeah.
And mentioned that in 1405 they had the Great Fire of Bern,
right.
After which they discouraged the use of wood and required stone, which explains why, and they panned the, you know, it's a panoramic scene. And all of the buildings are made of sandstone. But they've been there since 1405. They've never burned down for obvious reasons.
We have the technology, Mark, to we have the technology to prevent these things. But we also
I would think they'll change, if they're smart, they'll change the every city.
That's true.
Every metropolitan area will change the building standards because they know how to do this. You know, if it's a pre-existing building, you're not going to knock it down. But otherwise, when you rebuild. Now, about unrelated, no segue here.
Okay.
The licensing fee.
Yes.
Here's an observation, Alan.
Okay.
And I'm not qualified to talk about, you know, their costs or anything. I don't follow that stuff in Maryland anymore.
Right.
But it seems to bifurcate government programs, and one is considered somehow separate from the others. When they talk about DNR's fees and what they've been in the past and inflation, and I'm a retired accountant, I understand that stuff.
Right.
But they never talk about the fees for providing free housing to people or free food or medical. Some people were Social Security and Medicare. Oh, the program's going to run out. Well, it's funny. They never run out of the money for the social programs.
Right. I get it.
It's an odd thing that they separate programs into two types.
Yep.
And they hold some beneficiaries responsible for paying for their benefits.
Yep.
And others, they just get in line.
Good point. Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. I appreciate
that, sir. I hope you and yours do really a much better year this year.
Oh, you and I both. But I appreciate that. And listen, thanks for weighing in.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, man. Take care. There goes Mark. Always a good conversation. Hey, you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service is located on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Right here in town. Yep, they don't go far, two blocks off of 50, and there's Spurrier's Tire Service. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and all the others, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car and your truck. No matter what the make, no matter what the model, no matter what the size. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that you might have, from your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, and all else, big and small. If you own a trailer, Spurrier's does more trailer tire work than probably anybody on the East Coast. Any kind of trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, you name it. And if you have an ATV, it doesn't matter if it's a four-wheel or a side-by-side or whatever it is, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair, which is very important. Full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle. When that check engine light or any other light on your dashboard comes on, I will bet that your tire pressure light came on sometime during this past week. that's for sure. It's just because the tire pressure goes down when it's cold. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for well over 30 years. Hey, stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. If you're concerned about the traction on these terrible roads here on the Eastern Shore and you want to think about a set of better tires, well, now's the time. Stop by Spurry's Tire Service in Easton or call them at 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, will tell you everything you need to know. Again, 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at
Argo. Extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bulls. Mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
All right, let's roll back to the fishing license in proposed increase. I didn't look up the bill in the General Assembly. We'll have more on this going forward. But what does the revenue from the sale of fishing licenses pay for? Any takers on that one? Revenue generated by the sale of fishing licenses pays for critical fishery management and conservation efforts to improve fishing, maintain and operate hatcheries, stock sport fish and forage species, manage invasive species, improve fishing infrastructure such as fishing access points, boat ramps, and other recreational facilities, and support scientific research and data collection to ensure sustainable fishery management practices. Now, I'm going to throw in my little comments right here. A couple things. The cost of facilities has certainly not decreased in the last 32 years. I would say in 32 years, or over the last 32 years, the price to operate the trout hatcheries and the other fish hatcheries in Maryland has probably not gone down. But the money to fund those operations hasn't gone up. So it's pure economics, ladies and gentlemen. If, you know, if it cost, I don't know, $100,000, just throwing it out there, you know, 32 years ago to maintain one stocking facility, and now it costs $400,000 a year, which is not unreasonable. Well, you can see if there's no increase in revenue, you're falling short. So where's that money come from? That money comes from other programs within the department to fund what needs to be funded. Hey, look, you want increased walleye population in the Potomac River? Guess what? Somebody's got to pay to raise walleyes. You want better trout fishing in your local trout stream? You want to be able to go up there and catch put and take trout in the spring? Guess what? Somebody has to pay for maintaining the trout hatchery, buy the fish, feed the fish, have the personnel on hand to maintain the fish, and make sure everything works well so that the tens of thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of freshwater trout get stocked every year so that we can have those fishing opportunities. You want to have an increase in smallmouth bass population on a river system? Well, guess what? Smallmouth bass in some areas need to be supplemented. Same thing with the reservoirs. So, you know, the money is well spent. It's not like they're out there going, you know, hey, let's go to the track today. No, that doesn't happen. All the money is used for dedicated purposes. So, how is Freshwater Fisheries and Hatcheries Division funded? The division is funded by the sale of non-title fishing licenses and stamps. Special funds, that's called, 65%. Federal excise tax on fishing-related equipment managed through Sport Fish Restoration Program, 30% from the Sport Fish Restoration Fisheries, and 5%, only 5%, of the division's budget is provided by general tax revenue, the general funds, 5%. So, here's what the fees are going to be. These are the proposals. The fees for non-resident anglers are the greater of this amount or fee equal to the charge for Maryland resident by a non-resident's home state. Resident, non-title freshwater fishing license, $32. 7-day non-title fishing license, $16. Resident trout stamp, $20. Non-resident, non-title, $55. Non-resident, 7-day, $45. Non-resident, 3-day, $35. Non-resident trout stamp, $30. And the senior consolidated license is $12 minus the trout stamp. So the $5 senior license is going to $12 minus the trout stamp. Let's see what we've got here on the phone. That sounded like a text. Yep. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about the next hour, a little bit of that, and your phone call's coming up. But right now, got to talk about our great sponsor, Backyard Billy's. And let me just say this. It's cold. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has a solution. If it's fuel for your pellet stove, if it's a new pellet stove, freestanding pellet stove, or freestanding wood stove, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has those. If you would like to update your heating system, and especially if you have one of those fireplaces that's in one of your rooms, it's not working or not heating, it's just there for decoration, you want to get it active, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has fireplace inserts. They can custom fit them. They can retrofit your chimney for the gas system that you need. They can help you with the hearth. They can help you with the building around everything. They can make sure that they've got the mason or person to help you with that. And they can do all the installation. They can do all the service. And you will be more than happy. We love Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got great personnel. They've got a superb selection. And they have good prices. So why not stop by? BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge, or Route 18 right up through Graysonville. Turn right on Evans Avenue, turn left on Drummer, and you will be there, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music. It sounds like we've come to the end of the first hour. How about that? And we have. So, but we'll be here right after the news for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Hey, if you're headed out today, it's a beautiful day to deer hunt or waterfowl hunt. And we just want to say get out, stay safe today. Stay warm, too. Remember, when you're home, take care of your family. Call your mom. You know, love your family, love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.